you haven't been with us these past couple of Sundays, we've just been taking an opportunity after the sermon to talk to someone, find a bit more about their journey of faith, and see if they were listening to what was being said. ML, thank you. We know you've just got married to Johnny. We know you're very happily married. What do you do the rest of the time during the week?
Well, I work for Scripture Union Scotland. I'm the East Lothian and Midlothian worker, so I'm out and about, sometimes on my motorbike, going to schools and working with churches out there.
Okay. So Scripture obviously is quite important. You were paying attention. Even saw you making notes. Isn't that wonderful when you see someone doing that during a sermon? It's great. What struck you then? What stays with you from what John was saying?
I think really what I sort of most identified with was when John was talking about sometimes you feel in that position that you've just made a mess of things and just wasted opportunities and hurt people. And what can you do about that? And from a human perspective, not a lot. But yeah, what he said about, you know, it's an amazing idea to be able to start again. Resonated with me that, that God gives us that opportunity, that his mercies are new every morning. And regardless of whether we know him and we have known him for a long time or we don't, we've got that opportunity every day for a new start in Jesus.
Mm. So this Jesus you just talked about there, that John talked about, what does Jesus mean to you?
Well, I would say that I became a Christian at a very young age. I remember being in primary one, I was just four, and it was Christmas time, and at Christmas time, one of the primary ones got chosen to be the postman, and you got to go around all the classes and give out the Christmas cards, and I was absolutely desperate to be the postman, and I remember thinking, a bit like the crunchy thing, I really clearly remember thinking, well, I know that God is real, and that God answers prayer, so I'm going to pray that I get to be the postman. And I prayed that, and I just remember being so confident. I remember when the teacher picked the name out of the hat, and it was in fact my name, and I was sort of like, well, of course. obviously since then, I had a lot of prayers that weren't answered in that straightforward way, but I remember just at that age having a real confidence that Jesus was real. But as I got older, I would say I sort of stepped away as a sort of teenager and going to uni and things like that, was less interested in my faith and had a lot of questions, and really, I suppose, took a step away and started living in a way that wasn't really, that didn't really reflect what I believed about God. I think I probably made a lot of poor decisions, and I just had this sense after a while that I'd really wasted a lot of time and a lot of opportunities, and yeah, like I was saying, sort of hurt people and really messed up. And I can remember, but still believing absolutely that God was real. But just this sense of, this is just what a mess. And also a question is, does God really speak? Do I really hear what he says? And I just remember walking along the road and praying and saying, God, I just don't know about all of this. Do you really speak? Are you really there? And saying, you know, I just feel like I've made such a mess of things, and there's so much hurt and so much waste, and I can't do anything about that. Are you doing anything about that? And then, I kid you not, I walked past a bin, and the bin said, all waste can be transformed. And I really genuinely, I'm convinced that God spoke to me through that bin, because I was just like, yeah, that's so true. God can transform waste. And I think from that point, I felt a change, just in what John was saying, that sense of actually... I don't have to be find my identity in sort of who I am and the decisions I've made and the things that I've done. But actually, for every time I look at myself and the things that I've bucked up, I can look at Jesus and know actually he's done everything that needs to be done. And a Christian is somebody who's been forgiven by Christ, not somebody who's got it all right and made all the good decisions and does everything brilliantly. But that God deeply loves disobedient, ungodly, messed up people. And that was really, a big step in my relationship with Jesus.
Wow. This is the place, folks. Last week, Neil said the Holy Spirit is God's fiber optic. This week, waste bins talk to you. Don't let anyone say, you know, God cannot use anything. It's true, isn't it? It really is. I mean, you've mentioned it already. Obviously, we've been referring to try praying. Prayer is important in your life. What would you say to someone who's thinking, you know, how do I try praying? How can I?
I think a good line I heard in a sermon once, sorry, it wasn't one of John's, I'm afraid. I think it was Tim Keller. Johnny actually sometimes gets a bit upset about how much I talk about Tim Keller. I think he's a bit jealous, but he really has some good things to say. And he did the sermon, he said, just pray what you've got. And I think that's such a good thing to remember, that prayer, I suppose, we can think of as something that maybe we see people up the front do so eloquently and so well and think, oh, I don't know how to pray like that, I don't know how to speak like that. And actually, all God is looking for is us just to pray what we've got. So if that's two sentences, if it's a few words, if it's just help, if it's just I'm stuck, if it's actually, God, I'm angry at you, I think God just wants us to communicate. So yeah, pray what you've got, whatever it is, if it's an hour long of scripture-filled, you know, warrior prayer, fantastic. If it's a sentence that you can get out while you're driving to work, fantastic. So yeah, I think I would just say, just try, pray what you've got.
Thank you very much. We're taking a break for a few weeks. We will be back talking to more people, but ML and I, John, others, we'd love you, if the penny's begun to drop that this booklet is good, please would you take? They run out fast from the Perspex box outside the Kirk Gate. People are using this booklet. We have to keep filling it up. There are some on both of the desks. But maybe you feel, that's not for me, or it's not for someone else. They're not there yet. Try Praying have produced like a wee aperitif to the Try Praying booklet. It's a lovely little leaflet. You'll find it in one of the Perspex boxes. Maybe that's for you. Maybe it's for someone you could pass it on to. Try Praying.